You're listening to TheBody.com's podcast coverage of AIDS 2008, the 17th International AIDS Conference. The conference took place in Mexico City from August 3rd through August 8th, 2008. Hi, this is Miles Helfand, Managing Editor of TheBody.com. AIDS 2008 is a magnet that attracts thousands upon thousands of HIV-positive people, activists, and community leaders from all walks of life and all parts of the globe. We've been fortunate enough at this conference to meet a few of these people and talk to them about their perspectives and their experiences. Here's one interview.
This is Terry Wilder with The Body, and today I'm here with Margarita, and she is from Lebanon. I met her today at the Positive Leadership Summit, and I'm just here to talk to her about her experiences living with HIV. So the first question I have for you is if you can just tell me about your experiences living with HIV in your country of Lebanon.
Yes, it depends. As a matter of fact, it's much different than it used to be, because I knew about my infection in 93 exactly. So at that time, we didn't have much hope, and we thought it was the end. So thinking about what the society would think, what the community would think, what the family would think, it was also a difficulty imposed on us. But no, it's much different. I mean, as far as medication, we used to have, for example, 14 tablets. Now it's better. Discrimination is still there, for example. But surprisingly enough, and actually, there's a change because we want to have a change. So the war in Lebanon taught me something, that fear is contagious. So I'm trying to adopt this and adapt it in my life. Because if I don't show my weaknesses, people will not be afraid of me. And this is the way I'm living. At the very beginning, I wanted to die, and I didn't have any aim, any goal, after knowing my infection. But then I had some good investment in myself, and I had people around me who invested on me. And now I'm much different. I'm full of hope, full of energy, looking forward for other projects. We had our first, for example, we had our first training of trainers workshop, which is about peer-to-peer education. And this is one of my aims. My dream would be to educate other HIV people in our area, because we know the problem. We have common traditions. The culture is almost the same. And we know the problems. And we know what we are talking about. I mean, we use the same vocab. The other aim would be to have a palliative care center, which we don't have at all, not only for AIDS, but for other problems also. We don't have a palliative care center. They don't know it in our area. That would be one of my dreams. So according to me, if I don't dream, I'm dead. And I'm not accepting to die, not now at least. So I'm moving forward.
What kind of support do you get from your family or friends?
None from my family. My friends, yes, I have some support. I would say some, because I had some difficult times with some of my friends. They used this against me. So they were trying to fight me with my own weapons. So it was a negative experience I had. But generally speaking, I would say it was good. It was very good. And surprisingly enough, it's not the level of education that says that people would be supportive or not. You know, you can find doctors who are not supportive and not understanding, and some people who are, I would say, illiterate, and they can stand with you, stand by you, help you, assist you, and you can count on them.
How is your health now?
I'm doing fine, except that I have some side effects from the medications. I need to change treatment, and we don't have it in Lebanon. The ministry did not approve it, so we're living with what we have.
Can you tell me what medications you're on now?
Now I'm using, of course, we're talking about generics. but I'm using Combivir and Efavirenz. I'm supposed to move to Viriat. We don't have it. So this is my second change also in medication. The fact that we had ruptures in stock, plus the fact that when you don't have a medication in Lebanon, it's very simple. They will change and move to another one. So they are playing in your, with your body. It's not good. I'm on antidepressant because of this. I have some gynecologist problems. And in Lebanon, you have to pay for everything because the medical system doesn't exist.
What do you think the biggest challenge is for you as far as living with HIV? Is it that you cannot get access to your medication? The medical system is not there? What do you think is the biggest challenge to living with HIV in Lebanon?
The biggest challenge would be because we have so many conflicts in our country, we're not being considered as a priority. So for me, as an individual, is to fulfill my dream. I have a lot of dreams regarding HIV people, regarding the prisoners we have, because I'm a volunteer with the Almonry, the prison Almonry in Lebanon. I'm visiting the prisoners, and I know they need a lot of things.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to TheBody.com's podcast coverage of AIDS 2008. For much more coverage of this conference, including news, research, video, our photo journal, and, of course, more podcasts, visit us online at TheBody.com/AIDS2008.